first because of what has been called in the region the Chiruba factor, where a kind of political organization supported by a trade union movement defeats the Liberation Party and therefore ascends to power. That's what happened in Zambia. Now, remember, MDC is a Labour-supported party, and the main opposition to the Mbeki government was essentially the Labour movement. And it is the Labour movement that essentially has led to the defeat of Mbeki by Zuma. But the other level is that, you know, for South Africa, governments of national unity is basically their trademark. It is like Coke. If you sell Coke, you sell Coke. That's all they sell.
But how feasible is this government of national unity in Zimbabwe? And is it not premature, judging from the fact that the results have not been announced?
Sometimes it is extremely appropriate to some situations. In others, it goes awkwardly wrong in as a prescription for a political solution. In the Zimbabwean's case, I think it's too early to begin talking about the government of national unity before the whole constitutional process has been exhausted. First and foremost, the elections have not been announced. Two, that even when they announced and Mugabe is not an outright winner or Morgan Tsvangirai is not an outline winner, then Zimbabwe constitutionally must go to the next stage, which is a runoff. Now, it is if there is a contested situation in the runoff that the two would now decide it is time to patch together and have a government of national unity for a determined period of time.